Heavenly Father, we praise you for this day. We thank you for another precious day of life. We just thank you, Lord, for the weather. It's not so bad here in Titus County. We pray for your continued protection over us here, that tonight and tomorrow would not make the roads more treacherous. We turn this meeting now over to you and ask that you bless this agenda. Those that will carry out the instructions of the court, we pray for wisdom and guidance for this court. We pray for our community, for our state, for our nation, and for the leaders that are in each of those positions. Guard our servicemen and women, wherever they may be, in service to this country. And now we just thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number one is our time for public comments or requests for information on any non-agenda items. Is there anyone that wishes to speak tonight? I don't think we've had anybody signed up. And I'm flexible to speak. All right. Item number two, considering possibly approved minutes from our February 9th, 2015. This is our morning meeting of the month of February, a regular meeting of the court.
There's that kind of mostly approved minutes.
Have a motion by Commissioner Kent. Second by Commissioner Parker. All those in favor of approval of these minutes say aye. Item number three, consider the possibly approved cooperating with the City of Mount Pleasant on their application for a grant upgrade to radio communication system. I did have Chief Isabel coming tonight. He and I spoke earlier on the phone, and it was going to be better for him to postpone this item. I'm going to go ahead and tell you what this is. You may decide if you want to go ahead and vote on it. You may want to table it. He is happy to come back in the next meeting. I've already gotten back on the agenda if we take no action tonight or if we table this. But let me give you a little idea of what this is about. This is correspondence from Wayne Isabel, Chief of Police. Judge, the Mount Pleasant Police Department has experienced radio issues over the last 3 years since I've been chief of police. Our past vendor has looked at our radio system and not provided me with any solutions to fix the radio static on our portables. Recently, I contracted out with another vendor to evaluate our radio system and provide a solution to fix our portable radio static issues. The vendor presented a solution to fix our Channel 1 problem at a cost of $71,344. I have requested grant funding for this project through our Architect Council of Governments. As with all grant projects, the police department has to go through the county due to our reporting process for emergency management. The grant requests in our region far exceed funding capabilities, but the expectation is that Mount Pleasant will be funded some amount for the project. Due to grant funding requirements, Titus County would have to pay for the equipment. Repeat that. Titus County would have to pay for the equipment up front, and the City of Mount Pleasant would reimburse the county. The property installed under the grant will belong to the county. Thank you for your consideration. And he was going to be here to explain why this process works this way. We have dealt with this before. At the next meeting, we'll have Chief and the Fire Chief, Larry McCray, both be there if you have any questions about this. The initial feedback that Chief Isabel has gotten looks very good as far as how much grant money he's going to get, much better than expected, about 2.5 times what he expected. I won't go and quote any figures, but a good portion of the $71,000. Now, that'll still have to be approved by our tech council government. The steps so far have indicated a positive response as far as making this one of the priorities allocating this grant money. So, if you would like some additional information from Chief Isabel before you fail to support them in this grant request, he is happy to come back back here, and in fact, he's expecting to come back. He is expecting you to table this, but I'm not gonna ask you to table it. I'm gonna let you all decide what you would like to do.
Judge, I have two questions on it. Number one, I wanna be clear, no matter how much grant money they give half of the grant, they're gonna reimburse us.
They're gonna reimburse us the full amount, but how much they get in the grant just benefits them.
And then secondly, I don't remember buying any equipment that's worth more than four, so if it's gonna be in our name, then it's about to be under our insurance. So I don't know if they'll need to reimburse us the insurance. I mean, I'm assuming they would want to insure this equipment, but they might choose not to.
Question, and we've done this before, back to tires that we had out there now.
But this isn't a tower. These are individual.
So this could help solve the static problem.
He's only having a problem on the portable radios. The in-car built-in units are not giving him problems, but apparently the portables are. And so I don't know, I can't tell you exactly what he's doing. I don't know if they're replacing the radio, if they're replacing the repeater, if they're replacing an antenna.
Well,
I can't tell you. And that
doesn't make a difference to us, but it's gonna be our equipment, so we will have to insure it, so they'll have to reimburse us the insurance on it. If they want it insured, if they don't want it insured, then we won't put it on our policy.
But you don't think it's possible for one entity to insure something that belongs to another entity?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it is with the city or something. I don't think I could insure your car because I don't have title to it, but I don't know.
I'll make a motion to table this.
And I have a motion by Commissioner Riddle to table this until we can get Chief here to tell us more about this.
Well, I don't think they can afford that. They just have to tell us something. But I think we have to insure it. I don't think they can.
Well, we just need to contact the Texas Association of Counties and see what kind of.
Well, first we need to find out if they want to insure it. They may, if it's just portable units.
I think Chief Gray and Chief Gisdell will be able to answer all these questions at the next meeting. I have a motion, but not a second. Second by Commissioner Hinton. All those in favor of tabling this item until the next meeting, first meeting in March, say aye.
Aye.
Right.
consider possibly approve a temporary loan from the general fund to the interest and sinking fund in the amount of $612,000 to be used to pay the March 1st bond debt obligations until TxDOT reimbursement proceeds are received in early March. I had originally been told by TxDOT Atlanta that we would have our money, the per vehicle mile money on both 2348 and FM 4000 prior to the last week of February. They got back with me about a week ago and said, "Oops, we're sorry." We're now being told by the accounting office or whoever that on a request of this size, there's a 5-day delay, or a 5-day, 1-week delay. And so they anticipated our monies by the 5th of March. Unfortunately, we've got a March 1 bond debt obligation that's due, and I know Carl's going to send that money out this week to be sure that they have it in time. So we are proposing that we make a short-term borrowing from the general fund, which will be paid back immediately upon receipt of the TxDOT funds, about $612,000, which every indication points to that being received by the 5th of March. So this is not a transfer of funds like we did at the last meeting. We were called to transfer some monies from the general fund into the INS fund. This is a temporary loan just due to the timing of this anticipated money, $612,000.
Make that motion.
If we go back into the general fund, whatever we get from.
Yeah, interest and sinking of our 612, and then the money coming from TxDOT, and we'll have to put that money back in there. Motion by Commissioner Fields. Second by Commissioner Hinton, all in favor of approving this temporary loan from the general fund to interest and sinking, $612,000, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item number 6, consider and possibly approve changing the voting locations for Precinct 7 from Chapel Hill ISD to Northeast Texas Community College. Let me tell you what I know about this. Leonard is out, having had another round of back surgery. He is recovering and is doing well after the surgery, but obviously he cannot be here. This has been his plan. He has mentioned this to us earlier, trying to get away from these schools that have more significant restrictions put upon them. So we have pulled away from other school locations, and he identified quite some time back the possibility of changing that location over to NTCC. I have a resolution here from NTCC, which basically ends up as such. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Northeast Texas Community College Board of Trustees hereby approves the request by the Titus County Elections Administrator designating the NTCC Learning Resource Center at 2886 FM 1735 as an Election Day voting location for eligible voters in Precinct 7 of Titus County, and as a branch early voting location for eligible voters in Titus County. So they have approved that. I just wanted us to approve this. I want you to be aware of this. If there's any discussion, let's talk about this. I'll get you additional information if needed. Otherwise, Leonard is asking for us to approve this change in location.
I make a motion to approve.
Motion by Commissioner Riddle and second by Commissioner Parker to approve changing the location of voting Precinct 7, Chapel Hill ISD to NTCC. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And there are none. Item number 7 is to consider and possibly approve replacing a 4-ton HVAC unit at the Senior Meal Center on North Edwards. They have been having some problems with having no heat there at the main dining room. Unfortunately, the unit is shot and is not, it is fixable, but not at, not at a cheap cost, and it would be, in their opinion, it would not be prudent to spend the kind of money that it would take to fix that old HVAC unit. Let me give you some more specifics, and I've gotten James to get me three quotes from Roberts, Thompson, and Wood Air Conditioning, but here is the specs that was given to me by Roberts. He says the existing system is a 1995 model, so it is 20 years old. He originally quoted us a 16 SEER SEER, indicating the efficiency of that unit. I also, once I got this price, I wanted a couple more options. And this is a gas-powered unit, it is not a heat pump, so it makes it a little bit cheaper. So I asked Roberts to give me a price on a 13, 14, and a 16 SEER. The 13 SEER units are being phased out, they're no longer in production as the government forces us to go with more and more efficient systems. The pricing also between these various levels of efficiency has come down, and that's a good thing. So, right now, I've given you a quote from each of these three companies on each of these three efficiency levels, and you'll see that the pricing from the lowest to the highest here is not that significant. And there are prices on each of those, except Wood has only provided a 13 and a 16 SEER unit, and Tommy's explanation for that was I couldn't get them to deal with me on the 14 SEER, and therefore I didn't feel I could be competitive on the 14 SEER. So he's giving you only two, and the others are giving you three bids there. So this is a complete replacement. Price includes pad, disconnection, copper lines if needed, thermostat, drain lines.
Is the existing unit a gas?
It is.
Is it furnished? Just a furnace, not air conditioned?
No, it's the whole unit.
It's the whole unit. Well, I think we should go with 16 here.
I do too.
It's like my option.
As little price difference as there is, let's get the best we can get. If we're going to try to squeeze another 20 years out of this, let's start at the top and not start at the bottom.
And Wood is $4,200. And a Brian and a Lennox, I don't see much difference in my experience. So I make a motion we accept Wood.
I have a motion by Commissioner Riddle to approve replacing this 4-ton HVAC unit with a 16 SEER unit and give that job to Wood Air Conditioning at the price of $42.73. Any other discussion or second or any other options?
I just hope this is all of that. Roberts. $21,000 on these two old units still got a sour taste in my mouth. That extra money that we had to come up with for them. I hope this is not some extra money in the meeting.
I will ask any question of Tommy and James that you would like me to ask, or you're welcome to give him a call, but I believe that should be a turnkey job there.
Second
by Commissioner Parker, all those in favor of this motion to replace the unit at that price with this vendor, say aye. Opposed? Item number 8 is to consider and possibly ratify an emergency expenditure of $1,642 for the purchase of a replacement fire alarm panel for the courthouse annex and smoke alarms in the main courthouse at $88 each. If you remember a couple of weeks back, we had a situation where we were told the unit was going to be red tagged over there at the two different locations. The smoke alarms were here at the main courthouse. We got functional, no problems with the panel here at the courthouse, but we do have some non-functional, old smoke alarms, $88 each, total of about 11, is his best guess. And that's the same price as I told you about a couple of weeks ago. $1,642 is just the beginning of that project over there at the annex. Once we get the panel functional, then we will be able to determine what other systems there, such as smoke alarms, are non-functional in the annex, and then there may be some replacements that are necessary for devices in the annex. This is all we're working with, all that is known right now.
Make a motion to approve the purchase of the panel.
We just ratify, because this has already been purchased, and we're committed on this. I would like for you to ratify the difference in what you're doing. Motion by Commissioner Fields.
Second.
Second by, I think I heard Commissioner Riddle. Now, all of the players say aye. Vote. Item number nine, consider and possibly approve moving the business manager's office to the first floor of Northwest Corner. This is not a new idea. Let me kind of tell you where, why I'm putting this on here right now. I had a meeting with myself and Carolyn, my assistant, with John Mark Cover and his three employees, Nikki, Manchester, and Paul, and then Joan and Jennifer in the clerk's office. We met together to discuss improving efficiencies and just exchanging ideas on how to make improvements or how to cope with the ever-increasing seemingly flow of new cases that are filed, criminal cases. And one of the problems that was identified was, and Joan, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'll ask you to chime in here in a minute. We are trying to provide the most effective office surrounding for Jennifer in Joan's office, who handles all of this paperwork for all the criminal cases. She sits in here on 4 days, and she does everything related to criminal under Joan's oversight. But because Jennifer is right there along with the other ladies in that office, she has to handle her share of general public coming in the door. And it takes her away from her job from time to time. And we all agreed in our meeting last week that it would be good if the clerk were to expand their total square footage and provide an office that would be more private for Jennifer. Now, we had always planned on moving James downstairs once the Radical building is complete. At that time, at least as it stands right now, all attempts to move downstairs to occupy the southwest corner where Leonard is currently occupying, previously John Mark did. And then we would move
No, I think you pretty well represented, you know, our situation in our office. It's not only the public and, you know, and with her, please, I'm in a hurry, you know. And so she stops and helps them, and that's what I would expect if I came in that office. And there's also the phone, and this will take that out of the equation so that she can focus and keep up.
But I don't have a problem. It's a good idea to look at this. I'm not hearing. I might be that they're all school officials, everything.
Motion by Commissioner Lewis. Second by Commissioner Hinton.
Well, we're hoping that this move over for Jennifer will help her keep up so that that's not necessary. Well, there's so many new cases.
And it's not all focused on Jennifer. Keeping up for John Mark's employees is a challenge too. You've got two relatively new girls. So, again, we were exploring ideas.
Where it's like he John Mark has three employees that are pushing cases at Jennifer, and she's doing her best to keep up.
My experience in business, adding employees to another employee, there's always, sort of like taxes, you can always use more tax dollars. You wait to see if the college gets 10 years, they won't afford it. Whatever you give them, that's the way people are. I've run lots of offices. And to just start making plans for us, ability to us hiring a person is absolutely against my brain. And I think it's very inefficient, and that's why most governments operate very inefficient for that very reason. Up their money we think. The taxpayer. So we can always find reasons. Stay behind. I need to catch up. A lot of people don't have enough work in this building. See them all. Not your office necessarily, but I've known my other offices. And so it's easy to say there would be no one to ask to be able to hire the person that we need to. Because we make arrangements to hire that person. So I'm going to say we're making locations we want. And I don't think that's the right thing to do. You're here in that office. I think maybe we should wait and see if you can catch up with it.
Well, I feel like I'm a conservative person also, and I believe that putting her in that office to where she doesn't have to wait on the public will resolve the problem. And I don't foresee right now. I'm hoping that this will solve the problem rather than hiring another person and moving.
That certainly is the goal. And I absolutely respect what you have to say. I encourage you to spend some time. You've got a good relationship with John Mark. Talk to him and get his views on this subject. I think he can shed some light on why the paperwork requirements have evolved greatly, even in the last 2 years, not because of volume, but because of more and more requirements that the state is putting on the office, which in turn puts additional pressure on. So there is a genuine increase in the volume, not only of cases, but the volume of necessary paperwork that goes along with it. Then as we mentioned, if this is John Mark's department, he can kind of give you a better idea of the problem that he's dealing with, we'll explain some of the problem that Jennifer's dealing with. I can assure you, Jennifer, all those in favor of going ahead, moving forward, moving James down to the first
just, I had to interrupt you, but I just got an email. I came back up here, and they have canceled that training in Bowie County. So I guess just... If they do reschedule it, they said they would let me know.
Well, that takes care of two of these requests. I have to tell them, and just from clerk's office, and that same request, so people forget about those two. That leaves us with two. This comes from Judge McNutt's office, precinct 334, JP Court. She would like to send her chief clerk, Irma Dunn, to court personnel seminar, mandatory training in Rockwall, March 18, 1920. Travel on those same dates, $150 registration cost, $100 per diem, 2.5 days. Hotel accommodations, $139, taking
Yes, sir, I've got three, these are the three that I told you last week, that are last meeting, these are the ones on transfers we did.
Transfers of money for
Bond payments.
Bond payments.
This is 10, 11, 12, 10, is Luke Construction Fund, $332,500.
Capitalized interest.
Over here next month. Number 11 was moving $920,000 on the general fund to the INS funds. And then 12 is just the INS fund, short of collection.
So you want to go through items?
Those three items, yeah.
Anyone have a question about any of those three, and all three of these, or two are related to the transfers into the INS fund, and one is to recognize the revenue coming into the INS fund?
Make a motion to approve those amendments.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton for approval.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hill, all in favor of approval, these budget amendments, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item 14, sign of favor, approve accounts.
Do we have a motion to approve this?
Second. Motion by Commissioner Hinton, second by Commissioner Parker, approve, sign of favor, approve accounts, pay bills, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item number 15, closing comments by Judge and Commissioner Benny, just to let everyone know, again, we closed, I closed offices at 1 o'clock, notified everyone. Tried to hold off as long as I could, we probably could have gone a little bit longer, but it was coming down pretty hard at the time I made that call. City of Mount Pleasant closed about 10:45. As for tomorrow, I'll remind you once again, you can call the main county number, 572-5000. And there is an option number two, where you can listen to emergency information. And that is the recording that I will use to tell those that call in what our hour will be tomorrow. Obviously, worst case is the county will be, closed, or we'll be open at regular hours, or we'll have delays. If it doesn't fall anymore than it's tonight, then we've got on the ground right now, I won't make any adjustments to the 8 a.m. opening. If I get out early in the morning and I see some new precipitation that may pose a problem, I anticipate 10 o'clock opening. It'll have to be really bad for me to say, don't come in today. But 572-5000. That's the only comments I have, Commissioner Riddle.
I'm going to be working tomorrow.
We're grateful, I know you guys have to be there. Commissioner Mills?
Well, thank you. Just want to let everybody know, I successfully tried to volunteer the fire department. Appreciate it all. Newspaper, very successful. I know a lot of people enjoy it, had a good time, had a good meal. And looking forward to another volunteer fire department, some merit foundation.
Commissioner Hinton?
I have nothing to say this time, Judge.
Making any predictions on the weather?
This is...
Cali.
But everybody has to be safe on the home.
Yeah, especially if you're going down the stairs, that's where you can have a real problem, going down the stairs. At least a little bit of ice, and it's about 27 degrees outside, so if anybody needs the stairs, I would encourage you to use the elevator, if that's an option for you, just please be careful. Commissioner Parker, if I have that, just a little bit of...
I don't know which is, I don't know which one to do.
I will entertain a motion to adjourn, so move it now. Motion by Commissioner Hinton, second by Commissioner Parker, all in favor of adjourn, please say aye.
Aye.
Jones, the Janice...